Corner's greatest hits, Cool 104.5. Don't call me for the next couple of minutes. I'm going to be busy. Good morning. You've got the Breakfast Flakes, Kevin and Sherry.
Here it comes.
Can you smell this?
Kevin and I decided to do a little taste test of the new, we've been hearing about these candy corn flavored Oreos.
In honor of Halloween.
In honor of Halloween. Now, we opened the bag and literally it smells like a can of Frosty.
Oh, okay. I was going to say heaven, but okay.
Well, yeah. It smells like a can of heaven, too. But they are so sweet smelling. It really does.
Sherry, I have been waiting patiently for the last 3 days. May I bite in?
Okay, you go first. All right, what do you think? He's chewing. What do you think?
Well, you know how much I love donuts.
So what you're saying is
this is excellent. What a great
idea.
Thing.
Uh-huh. Oh. Do they taste like candy corn?
Can you see
try
it?
Again.
A couple different colors here, like candy
corn.
Yeah,
they're definitely candy corn colored. And you got to figure anything with color can't really be good for you.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't think so. I think these are very good for you.
Like
they're
Cheetos.
Good for me, I'll tell you that.
All right, I'm going to give it a try.
These are delicious.
Does it taste like candy corn, though?
Yeah, it sort of does.
Okay, let me try. I don't even taste any candy corn.
Really?
They're good. Now, they've got the vanilla cookie instead of the chocolate.
Yeah.
So it tastes like an Oreo full of frosting to me.
These are excellent.
They're not as bad as people think they're going to be. They're really pretty good.
Sherry, may I have another?
Yes, you may. They're very sweet. You forgot to bring the milk. That's
Uh-oh.
The problem.
Uh-oh.
Weren't you supposed to do that?
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. I kind of blew it on that one, didn't I?
You blew it on that one. All right, so I would say two thumbs up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're way better than the canned sandwiches we tasted earlier.
Yeah, they're really good. Wow. So what, look for these at your store?
Yeah,
are they at all the stores?
You know, I'm not real sure. I had heard that they were only going to be at Target, but they may be at all the stores. They're in the Halloween aisle. I know that much. So
great.
There you go.
Okay.
Halloween Oreos, candy corn.
Sherry, may I have another?
All right.
This week, Time Warp looks back at men.
Four Corners, greatest hits. Good morning. We're Cool 104.5. Elton John and Benny and the Jets on your Thursday with the Breakfast Flakes, Kevin and Sherry.
You know, I used to watch Oprah all the time, and I would see Dr. Oz on there, and he always has some great information. He seems like a very intelligent guy, has a lot of good health information.
And now he has his own show.
Now he has his own show, but I watched about one or two episodes and went, you know, I'm not sure this show is entirely for me. Now, there's a couple of reasons I say that. And I have a couple of questions about his show. Take a listen to this clip from yesterday's Dr. Oz show.
My question is, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I'm asking. I have got the world's hairiest butt. Okay. I have hair that grows all over my whole entire body in all the places that it shouldn't be growing. And I don't know what to do about it. So my question is, how do I get rid of it?
Well, first off, thanks for asking the question. I know that's awkward.
Oh, yeah, it's awkward. It's awkward for us hearing the question. Lady, you're an ape. That's what your problem is. No.
I know that's awkward. I love that. Thank you, Dr. Oz. Your entire show is awkward.
Okay, but is he going for the shock value?
I mean, I know he's trying to help people, and he probably had some good advice for her. I don't know. Didn't hear the rest of the advice. But here's my other question about the show. Why are these people going on national television to talk about this?
About their hairy butt.
And that's like the least of things they talk about on there sometimes. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I don't like to share quite that much.
Hi, it's Gary Bryan.
Four Corners, greatest hits. Good morning. We're Cool 104.5, The Doors, and Light My Fire on your Tuesday with the Breakfast Flakes, Kevin and Sherry, and we have a special guest.
On the phone with us this morning is Dr. Kevin Lehman, who is an internationally recognized family expert, psychology, books, authors, you name it, you've got it. Dr. Kevin Lehman, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Nice to talk to the Flakes.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. Now, you are going to be in town this weekend with a couple of different events. One is based on a book, Have a New Kid by Friday, and the other one, Making Sense of the Men in Your Life or the Woman in Your Life. Both of those sound like pretty tough topics to me.
Well, they're going to be fun topics. You know, the Have a New Kid by Friday is a New York Times best-selling book. Anyone who's ever gone out to a mall and just taken their seat on a bench and watched children will know why some mothers eat their young.
Exactly. So, there are days.
So this is a fun look at how do you get that kid that's got an attitude, the kid that knows everything, the teenager who rolls his eyes and says whatever to be responsive to what you as a parent would like them to understand. So it's just jam-packed with practical ways of getting kids' attention and taking the little buzzard by the beak and making things happen.
Sounds like a good plan. Now, that will be Friday night, Farmington Civic Center. And then on Saturday, making sense of the man or woman in your life. Is that possible? Can we make sense of each other?
Well, you know, we don't do a very good job of it, Sherry. The average marriage lasts 7 years, and then stick a fork in you, you're done.
You're done. Seven yeah. years, that's it.
Wow, it's not very
yeah,
long.
Yeah, and we put men on the moon in 1969. You'd think we would understand each other better. But, you know, you women don't help things, Sherry, because, quite frankly, you're...
What's the word you're looking for?
Weird.
Oh, weird. Well, you know.
Yeah, you speak a language that most of us as men just don't understand. I mean, we're driving along and you say, "Oh, there's a cute shop." Well, what the heck does that mean? Well, I've learned. I've been married forever. I know it means flippy-ooey. I only want to go in there for an hour and 27 minutes.
Yeah, possibly.
So when a woman says to you, Kevin, you want to stop for ice cream,
you better stop.
She is not asking a question.
She's telling you.
Now, see, I have to laugh because my husband and I just had a similar encounter in the mall not too long ago.
Yeah, well, women, here's the thing, Sherry. Women want a man to be able to read her mind. It's fun as a speaker to watch people poking each other in the ribs and laughing at the same time.
And going, oh, yeah, I recognize that. All right, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Dr. Kevin Lehman, and we will see you this weekend in Farmington. Going to be some great events. We have some tickets we're going to give away to these events in just a little bit. Hang with us, and again, glad to see you coming to town.
Cool 104.